It's October, and time to think about Frost and the Pumpkins, hot apple cider, children dressed as hobos or a princess, and of course, the zombie apocalypse. Much of the time, we leave ourselves unprepared. Too much candy corn, not enough Snickers. Forgetting to add antifreeze to the family car, or the simple precaution of keeping a baseball bat or tire iron by the front door for brain whacking. We only need to look to films and TV to see the zombie population is on the rise. See? We know now, despite the massive government cover-up, the causes of zombies are a rampant misuse of pesticides, chemical preservatives, overprescribed drugs, and a food source tainted by steroids, antibiotics, and more pesticides. And don't get me started, biowarfare. Some may be asking, why the zombie spike in the fall? It's the elections and the politician zombies it brings. Fueled by a need for power, greed, and compulsion to hear oneself talk, every 4 years from June to November, the U.S. is thick with a political blight on humanity. We must be especially vigilant this year. The 2016 election is already in full swing. When giving candy, be prepared with plenty of the good stuff and a chainsaw at the ready.
My, don't you all look scary?
Give money!
Yeah. Oh my, another politician!
Make America great again!
Ooh, that is a scary one. We better head off that zombie horde with plenty of head removal tools at the ready, stashed discreetly, like this prepared mom.
Here you go. Now, where was I? Who needs sugar-free? Oh, and are there any peanut allergies?
I brought my
allergy. All right, here we go.
Halloween doesn't have to be really scary if we remember to keep our heads.
This has not been a public service announcement by ZombieGeekWatch.org and the League of Women's Voters.